Today is December 7th, 2025. And again, we hold this in remembrance for what happened in Pearl Harbor. And we remind you so that you do not forget. There's just so much that we shouldn't forget. Start off with a prayer. Dear Lord in heaven, I have great thankfulness for another day you have afforded me and those listening to again open our eyes to your wonderful creation and the ability to hear and comprehend your words of love and wisdom. I am here again to further increase the echo of your words in order to fall on more ears. I pray that the measure of my words today are pleasing to you, Lord, and edifying for those in attendance here today. We pray in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so as Ronnie said earlier, boasting. As long as it's done in the proper way. Boasting for oneself. Self-praise is no praise at all. If anything, you can spend too much time patting yourself on the back, and then you do it enough times, you're going to end up having to have some shoulder repair. But today's, the title for today is To Boast in the Lord. And I'm not going to take credit for the first part of this, but it was something that I read that I thought, yeah, it was kind of important for this word. Hallelujah. It's a word followers of Jesus have used for centuries. We use it when we agree with something we've heard or read. And it's a word we sing in countless worship songs every weekend at churches around the world. But do you know what it really means? It's actually a combination of two Hebrew words that have significant meaning in scriptures. The first word is hallel. Not halal, but hallel. H-A-L-L-E-L. Which we translate as praise, but means so much more. It's more than raising your hands in church during worship. Hallel literally means to boast in God. In fact, it means to have such a deep and joyous praise and adoration for God that the ancient Jews required 5 biblical poems, Psalms 113 to 118, to define the word adequately. Let us visit these Psalms. And we'll go ahead and go through Psalm 113. Praise ye, Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord for his time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth? He raiseth up the poor out of the dust and lifteth the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord. We'll go to Psalm 114 now. When Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob, from a people of strange language, Judah was his sanctuary and Israel his domain. The sea sought and fled. Jordan was driven back. The mountains skipped like rams and the little hills like lambs. What ailed thee, O thou sea, that thou fleddest? Thou Jordan, that thou wast driven back? Ye mountains, that ye skipped like rams, and ye little hills like lambs. Tremble thou earth at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, which turned the rock into a standing water, the flint into a fountain of waters. Psalm 115. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Let me read that one over again, because that is a very important verse. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Wow. Wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their God? But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet they have, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. They that make them are like unto them, so is every one that trusteth in them. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Ye are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's. But the earth hath he given to the children of man. Children of men. Sorry. The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. Psalm 116 now, folks. I love the Lord, because he hath heard my voice and my supplications, because he hath inclined his ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell get hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord, and righteous, yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul. for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believed, therefore have I spoken. I was greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits towards me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord, now in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, truly I am thy servant. I am thy servant and the son of thine handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. In the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, praise ye the Lord. Psalm 117 now. And this is a short one. O praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. For his merciful kindness is great toward us. And the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 118 now. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations compass me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They compassed me about, yea, they compassed me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They compassed me about like bees. They are quenched as the fire of thorns. For in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall. But the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song, and has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord hath chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over unto death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them and I will praise the Lord. This gate of the Lord into which the righteousness shall enter. I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me and art become my salvation. The stone which the builders refused to become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is a day which the Lord hath made. He will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, which hath showed us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Now, we started with Hallel, and the second part is Yah, which simply means the Lord. So Hallelujah literally means to joyfully, adoringly, and triumphantly praise the Lord. And Christians have been using this word for centuries because it's the only word grand enough to capture how much we should rejoice in God. How will you, hallelujah, voiced in and joyfully praise the Lord with everything today? Here's my final thoughts, note on this. I would say that however important it may be to know the time indicated by such occurrences in Scripture, this is kind of a little sidestep on this. Occurrences in Scripture, there are times that it's difficult to discern what is truly the correct time in the year or is a melding of paganism. Christmas, Easter, what have you. Although tradition is strong and in most ways convenient, it still behooves us to understand what the true and scriptural meanings are for these events that are assigned along with paganistic observances. And as we may not know the hour of the day of Jesus' second coming, we may not know the specificity of time when certain events occurred surrounding the birth, the life, the crucifixion, and the resurrection of Christ. We should all, at the very least, know how to separate these events, like the tares from the wheat in Matthew 13:25-30, from non-scriptural traditions and beliefs. I think it is very important to be able to identify these things, to be able to stand back and see the larger picture, to not be influenced by tradition and convenience, to not be misled to that which is driven by the crowd, per se. By all means, it is comforting sometimes to be in the crowd, but it isn't always edifying or beneficial to you. Just to reiterate, know the differences, know the traditions, and know what is applicable to you and your belief, to you and your faith. Father in heaven, as we take our leave of each other come the end of this gathering, I pray that you further each one of us in your purpose. Please be with us all the remainder of this day and any amount of days you see fit for us to continue. We will endeavor to be with you, Lord, under your umbrella of mercy. We pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.